好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
每当我们要分享神的话语的时候，我们心里总是欢喜快乐的。
Each time when we want to share God's word, and we just have the word rejoice.
因为当神的话语从宝座中流出来的时候
，When God's word just flow from His throne,
领受的人就经历了丰盛的恩典。
The ones who just receive it just receive God's grace.
今天讲到的题目是敬礼过后的成长。
The summary title today is growth after baptism.
我们开始前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，因为你是唯一配得荣耀颂赞和感谢的主啊。
Lord, we thank you. You are the only one worthy to be praised and worshipped.
主啊，我们要赞美你，向你发出敬拜。
Lord, we want to just praise you, to worship you.
因为你是唯一配得颂赞的神。
Because you are the only God, you are worthy to be praised.
我们愿意将一切的荣耀颂赞归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求主带领我们的脚步。
May God guide our steps.
赐福我们的光阴。
And bless our time.
好，让我们无论何时何地都能够赞美我们的神。
So that no matter at any time and any place, we can worship you.
谢谢恩主听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，敬礼过后的成长。
Growth after baptism.
要对于每一个信主之后的基督徒来说呢
？For every Christian who believes in the Lord.
没有什么比敬礼过后的生命来得更加重要，对吧？
So, and there's nothing just more important than the growth after baptism.
也没有什么比敬礼过后的成长令人感到捉摸不定，有没有
？And also, there's nothing more confusing, and even a bit just the and just about the growth after baptism.
甚至有的时候会感到不知所措，会不会、啊、
？Sometimes we just feel a bit overwhelmed.
一方面，我们知道信耶稣得永生当然是一件好事嘛。
On one hand, we understand that knowing that believing Jesus and gaining eternal life is a good thing.
但是另外一方面，如何将这好事持守到底，永不失落呢
？But on the other hand, how to hold on to this good thing to the end and not to lose it?
这就会成了许多信徒的困惑与张力，对不对
？This has become a source of confusion and tension for many believers.
这也是今天这堂讲道题目的由来了。
This is the origin of today's sermon title.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
知道生命的本质。
Know the essence of life.
信了主之后，首先就认识什么是生命的本质，对吧
？After we believe in Jesus, we just need to know what is the essence of life.
可能过往我们大家不太关心。
Maybe in the past we don't just quite care about this.
今天我们可能每个基督徒都必须要问，到底什么是生命的本质呢
？So today every Christian we should ask. So what the essence of life is?
所谓生命的本质，就是因耶稣基督救赎的缘故，人的生命与基督关系互动的光景，这就是生命的本质。
The essence of life is the situation in which human life interacts with Christ because of Christ's redemption.
换句话讲，一个不信耶稣的人呢？
In other words,
他顶多是碰到生命的表层，而进不到本质之中去。
For the unbelievers, they can only just enter to the surface of life instead of the essence.
那么与神关系的本质到底有哪些特征呢
？So what are the characteristics of the essence of their life?
首先是与主同钉十字架。
First, be crucified with the Lord.
这句话可能对于很多非基督徒或者是初信的基督徒来讲，也是有些困惑的，对吧
？This may be some kind of confusing, and for the unbelievers or new believers.
我们上网查查，也知道资料很快就会出来了。十字架到底是什么呢
？If you just go online to check it, you can quickly find out. So what the cross is?
这2000多年前，十字架是罗马帝国的一种刑具啊。
We know that 2,000 years ago, the cross was like a torture instrument in the Roman Empire.
要是专门用来对付那些重刑犯。
Especially used to deal with the serious criminals.
哪怕在战场上的战俘，如果杀自己军队杀的很多的那些战俘，也要把它钉十字架。
Even on the battlefield, and the one who just killed too many good people, they will also be crucified on the cross.
而且这种刑法不是单单罗马帝国，在古代的帝国，古代的犹太人时代也有用过呀。
So this kind of torture, this kind of its situation is not only in the Roman Empire, also other place.
所以犹太律法也说，那被挂在木头上的是被神咒诅的。
Jewish law also says that those who are hung on a tree are cursed by God.
这你就理解为什么当耶稣说他要自己走上十字架，门徒都说 no no no， 对吧
That is because when Jesus Christ said that he would just go on the cross, his disciples just keep saying no.
门徒无法接受自己所跟随的主怎么会被神咒诅呢？
The disciples could not accept. How can our Lord Jesus go to the cross?
我们知道因着神的怜悯，也因着亚当夏娃的罪孽深咒这个缘故，对吧？
And we know because of God's mercy, also the heavy sins of Adam and Eve.
呀，这一组矛盾呀，使得耶稣基督要主动走上十字架。
For this reason,Jesus Christ just actively just go on the cross.
我们也知道目的是为了担当我们的沉重的罪孽，对吧？
The purpose is to bear our heavy sins.
那我们相信主意味着什么呢？
When we believe in Jesus, what does that mean?
其实我们相信主也意味着要效法他的样式嘛。
When we believe in the Lord, we need to follow His example.
那效法他什么样式呢？
What should we imitate?
呀，效法他受尽归向主啊。
We should imitate the Lord, turn to Him by baptism.
耶稣基督为我们舍命，我们接受浸礼，有什么相同之处呢？
Jesus died for us, and we received the baptism. So what's a common?
What's in common? 这是意味着我们的老我的死去啊。
That means the death of our old self died.
当我们被浸入水中的那一刻呢？
The moment we're immersed in water.
我们去观察这个现象，那个时刻表明什么呢？
What is that moment? Just that.Meaning,
那就预表的我们与主耶稣基督同钉十字架。
So it just typifies our crucifixion with the Lord.
这个本质意义就是向着罪，我们死了，已经死了。
The meaning of the essence that is we're dead to sin.
而且是罪身，那就会犯罪的那个身体已经灭绝了。
And our body of sin has been destroyed.
这里第一个重点就是我们已经死了。
The firstFocal point is we are dead.
就是那会使我们犯罪的身体已经死了。
The very body that causes us to sin is dead.
这是圣经反反复复不断强调的一个神学重点了。
So this is theology, main point that just in the Bible just mentioned many times.
其次就信必与他同活。
Secondly, believe that you will live with him.
这句话又在讲的什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们虽然说我们接受浸礼，我们的罪身已经是灭绝，已经死了。
Even after baptism and our sinful bodies die.
但是我们所遭遇的实际情况是什么呢？
However, what is the reality? What do we encounter?
就是我们受浸归入基督之后，人会犯罪啊。
And that is after we're baptized into Christ, we will still sin.
呀，这会令人十分沮丧的，会不会？
It's very frustrating, right?
不是说已经脱离罪了吗？
Doesn't it mean that we have been freed from sin.
不是说已经不再做罪的奴仆了吗？
Does that mean that we are no longer a slave to sin?
怎么我就那么难活出这得胜的生命呢？
How come it is so difficult for me to live a victorious life?
看看自己生命的光景，自己都感到灰心
了。Look at our situation, we are discouraged.
遇到事儿吧，就容易上头着急啊。
It's easy just to be anxious when something happens.
这情绪呢，说来就来了。
The emotions just come and go.
所谓的心难平。灵难静，身体也难以摆脱罪孽的缠绕。
It's difficult to calm down the mind and spirit. It's difficult to be quiet and the body is difficult to get rid of the entanglement of sin.
这个时候心里边就会感到一种感叹了，对吧？
Then we just feel just kind of, it's a pity.
也如罗马书七章十八节所说的，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Just like in Romans chapter 7, the verse 18 said, Who can deliver me from this body of death?
我想每个神儿女都会问主啊，原因何在呢？
I think every Christian would ask Lord, why?
这是我们今天要去讨论和解决的问题。
This is what we want to discuss and to solve.
我相信主要的原因是方向问题了。
The main thing I think is a direction issue.
今天的经文当中第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同复活呀。
In today's verse 8, now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
这句话藏了极大的奥秘，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, this verse and has a great mystery.
我们相信耶稣接受浸礼的上帝的儿女应该怎么活呢？
So for the God's children, once we believe in Jesus and baptized,
我们的方向不再是朝着我们还会不会犯罪、会怎样犯罪的问题上，乃是朝着如何效法他的活呀。
Our focal point is not focusing on our death, and but focusing how to live.
我们不能够总是专注在与主同死这一个时刻的事情。
That is just like we cannot just focus on dying with the Lord.
乃是要专注在从相信这一刻与主同活到永恒这个重点。
But we just need to focus on that. We just live with the Lord till eternity.
方向的改变使我们生命的力量也会发生改变的。
When we change the direction, also our strength will also change.
求神帮助我们去关注、去看重耶稣基督的活呀。
My brother and sister, just focus on that. Just focus on Jesus Christ, His life.
好，最后是生命是向神活着。
Lastly, life is living to God.
方向变了，驱动力、动机力、持久力，当然也就随之不同嘛。
The direction has changed, and also have the driving force, motivation, and the persistence.
要诗人说：“我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听啊。”
The poet says, "If I had a church."Iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
什么意思呢？
What is that?
就是如果我每天想，哎呀，我今天又犯罪了，哎呀，昨天又犯罪了，我这个罪对我的缠绕怎么办呢？连祷告主都不听你。
That is, if you're focusing on your sins every day, even you pray, God will not listen to you.
请大家把专注点放在保罗今天所说的“旧性必与他同活”这句话上。
So, brothers and sisters, please just focus on what Paul says here. We believe that we will also live with him.
重点是与他同活。
The point is to live with him.
不能活在文化中。
We can live in the culture.
不能活在传统中。
We can live the tradition.
呀，张艺谋做导演那个《活着》的电影，是我们生命当中极大的毒草毒害。
So the director in the movie, John Yimou, and the movie it's called the To Be Alive.
中国人的传统观念所活的是诡诈，是侥幸，是好在，对吧？
So we're just a kind of a deceitfulness, and we think that it's luckily we're alive.
活的是一个塞翁失马，焉知非福，对吧？
And to be alive, just like a, just kind of some, just by the good luck.
他活的是好在我把土地田产都卖给那个二傻子，自己去当兵去了，没死，想不到这因祸得福了。
And that the guy in the movie just thought he just sold his asset and then he stayed alive. He thought that's his good luck.
我们中国人的活着观是腐朽的，是残缺的，是可怕的，是罪孽的。
In the Chinese culture, and to be alive, actually, it is kind of the sinful.
从此以后，如今活着的不能再是我们了。
So for now, it's no longer this the old self to live.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们的主是永远都活着的主啊。
Because our Lord is a living Lord.
因为知道基督既从死里复活就不再死了。
Because we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he will no longer
die. 死亡也不再做他的主了。
And death will no longer be his Lord.
因此我们不能再让死亡来重新做我们的主，对吧？
Therefore, we can no longer let death be our master.
具体怎么做呢？
So how do we just apply to our life?
具体应该怎么活呢？
How to live?
坦率讲，圣经也没有告诉我们一条活的公式。
Just to be honest, and that in the Bible did not give us that so-called formula.
耶稣讲得很清楚，你们来效法我。
Jesus said very clearly, just imitate me.
呀，人子没有枕头之地啊。
So for the Son of Man does not even have a place to rest. 这世间
的一切都是可以看为虚空的。
So everything in this world, it's just kind of empty.
所以主的气息、主的样式、主的心思意念、主在福音书里的行事为人，都是我们效法的榜样，对不对？
Therefore, the Lord's breath, Lord's style, and the Lord's thoughts, and just also, and His behavior in the Gospels are all examples for us to follow.
不但是把它简单的当作一个榜样。
Not only have Jesus Christ as our example,
乃是要把主耶稣基督当作我们的思念。
And we just need to also have the our Lord Jesus Christ be our thoughts.
要把耶稣基督的样式当作我的默想。
Also meditate and the image and also for the model of Jesus Christ.
要把耶稣基督如何行事为人做决定当作我的反省。
Also with the Jesus Christ's deeds as my reflections.
把耶稣基督的美好当作我的爱慕。
And also I just have Jesus Christ's goodness as my love.
我真的盼望这一句话大家能背下来。
I hope every sister can memorize this.
如此这般活下去吧，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, please just live like this.
时间略略的一长，你会发现什么呢？
As time goes by, what would you find out?
原来我们自己的生命也是有可能改变的，弟兄姐妹。
And then you will find out that your life can also be changed, brother and sister.
我也愿意在基督耶稣里劝勉我们彼此劝勉，我们是可以被主改变的。
Let's encourage each other. Our life can be changed in Jesus Christ.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
义或不义的器皿。
A vessel of righteousness or unrighteousness.
将生命看作是一个器皿。是走入神本主义的开端呢。
Seeing life as a vessel is the beginning of theocentrism.
当然，这也是一个极其不容易的一个人生转捩点。
Of course, this is an extremely difficult turning point in life.
首先是受造者的位分。
First, the status of created beings.
说真的，人要在全意识中接受自己是受造者的位分。并不是一件容易的事情，知道吗？
To be honest, it is not easy for people to accept their status as created beings in their full consciousness.
你没想过为什么？
Have you thought about the reason?
人的骄傲，人的贪婪，对不对？
Because the human pride and greed.
使得我们在潜意识里边就有一种好像欲以天功，势比高的这种冲动，会不会啊？
So the human pride and greed has made us that subconsciously have the urge to compete with God.
我们在无意识当中也难免会有一种想做什么就做什么的惯性。
Unconsciously, there is inevitable be the inertia of doing whatever you want.
甚至我们下意识里也会试探罪的边界，有没有？
And we'll just even subconsciously test the boundary of things.
即使就在我们的意识当中，
even in our consciousness,
也是极其容易动摇的。
It's extremely easy to be shaken.
也是很容易受人诱惑的。
To be tempted.
以致随风飘动的。
And being affected easily.
人的心唯有全然接受神是创造者。
Only when a human heart fully accepted God as the creator.
接受他是创造者的同时，就接受我们是受造者。
When we accept He's the creator, and then we just accept that we are the created beings.
这是我们心之所以可以安静的基本前提啊。
This is the first premise that our heart can be at peace.
我常常鼓励弟兄姐妹，请你安静下来。
A lot of times, I encourage brother and sister, please just be quiet.
很多弟兄姐妹一到这个时候就摸不到北了。牧师让我安静下来，什么意思？不说话吗？不做事吗？不做任何决定吗？什么意思？几个意思啊，牧师你是
？So brother sister may just wonder. So what do you mean, pastor? Do you just want me just do nothing?
今天我一次性给你讲清楚。
Today, let me explain just like a summarize that.
人心内心之所以可以安静下来
，The reason our hearts can be at peace.
要知道耶和华是你的主啊。
You need to know God is your Lord.
你需要在全意识中归向主。
You need to turn to the Lord with all your conscience.
今天讲到的第二大点的第一点是我给你的答案。
Today's the second main point and the first small point, and that is the answer I give to you.
否则人怎么安静的下来呢？
Otherwise, how can our heart be at peace?
求神帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
人生是困难的。
Life is difficult.
人生也是容易的。
Also, life is easy.
困难与容易的标准就看我们如何将神当作造物者，看自己就是受造物。
The issue of whether it's easy or difficult depends on whether we look at God as our creator.
我们不妨摸摸自己的脉搏。
Just feel your pulse.
也尝试触动一些自己心脏跳动的心口。
Also, just feel your heartbeat.
摸一摸我们自己。
Touch yourself.
给自己有一个属灵的把脉吧。
Give yourself just like the spiritual pulse to check.
因为我们每一次的内心涌动、不甘寂寞，都因为是不满造物主给我们的际遇、安排和命定，所以你很难安静啊。
Every time the heart surges and it refuses to be lonely, that is because we are dissatisfied with the fate arrangement and the destiny given to us by the Creator.
其次是罪。义与罪的选项。
Second, the options of righteousness and sin.
既然知道人是神所造
，Since we know that man was created by God,
蒙神的拯救可以为神所用
So the one just can be used by God, and just once he just received God's salvation.
成为神所用的器皿，这是我们生命的目标，对吧？
Also, just be the vessel for God is the life purpose for us.
其实这也是我们敬礼之后的重要选项了，弟兄姐妹。
But sister, this is an important option after baptism.
我们想不想有没有想过这个问题呢？
Have you thought about this?
因为神所看重的是人的甘心乐意，对吧？
Because what God values is people's willingness,
而不能有半点的勉强啊。
Without any force.
所以圣经常常用条件句来表达神人关系。
Therefore, the Bible often uses the conditional sentences to express relationship between God and man.
保罗说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，对吧？
Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
什么是新造的人呢？
So what is a new creation?
就是重新被上帝从基督耶稣那里生了下来，或者重新再造的人。
So a new creation means he's reborn from Jesus Christ.
其实，在本质上就是可以为神所用的一个新人呐。
So in essence, he is the new man and the new person and can be used by God.
这个新人在神的眼中就是一个新的器皿。
In God's eyes, he's a new vessel.
告别了老我，告别了罪身，为什么？
And say goodbye to the old self and the body of sins.
因为圣经说，因为旧事已过，都变成新造的了。
Because the Bible says, for old things have passed away and have become a new creation.
我们如果仍然还用老我的思维模式去想今天上帝给我们的新的事情，怎么能想明白呢？
If we still use the old self thinking model to look at our new creation, how can we understand?
这个过程就是神与人之间同工的过程。
This process is collaboration between God and man.
一方面，人内心的甘心愿意。
On one hand, man is willing.
另一方面，圣灵就在那里动工。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit works.
然后神再赐下改变生命的机会。
And God gives the opportunity for life change.
从此，新造的人就开始活新我了。
From then on, the new creation begins to live a new self.
人在这个时候也有可能真正心灵深处安静下来了。
At this moment,And the new creation, his heart will be just at peace.
最后乃在恩典之下。
Finally, it is under grace.
关于律法与恩典的关系也是我们非常重要的关系。
The relationship between law and grace is also very important.
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought of the reason?
恩典和律法关系我们想过这个彼此的关系吗？
Have you ever thought about the relation between law and grace?
律法会牵动人的行为吗？
Law affects people's behavior.
恩典却引发人的动机啊。
And grace triggers people's motivations.
人如果选择罪呢？
If people choose to sin,
律法就出来说话来约束他。
Then law will just come to bind him.
但是人如果选择将自己做义的器具献给神的话呢？
If a person chooses to offer his members to God as instruments of righteousness,
人就活在恩典之下。
He will live under grace.
同样，保罗怎么说呢？
Similarly, Paul said.
保罗说，我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下。
Paul said, we are under grace and not under the law.
难道就可以犯罪吗？
In this case, can we still sin?
这当然是不可以的。
Of course, it is not possible.
事实上，活在恩典之下的标准远高于活在律法之下呀。
In fact, the standard of living under grace is much higher than living under law.
因为活在律法之下，目的是要能够遵守律法的条文。
Because the purpose of living under the law is to be able to obey it.
但是活在恩典之下，则是要讨神的欢心呢。
However, to live under grace is to please God.
而这个标准是圣经中的真理，而不是你的突发奇想。
This standard.It's just that the standard in the Bible is not what you're thinking.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
成圣道路的挑战。
Challenges on the road to sanctification.
成圣道路是基督徒一生的追求了。
The path to sanctification is the lifelong pursuit of Christians.
也是神儿女从信主接受敬礼之后属灵生命成长的必由之路。
It is also the only way for God's children to grow spiritually after they believe in the Lord and receive baptism.
那如何走这条成圣之路呢？
How do we move on? And this is a path of sanctification.
首先是甘愿做义的奴仆。
First, be willing to be a slave of righteousness.
在这里的哲学前提是什么呢？
The philosophical premise here is,
也正如圣经所说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀啊。
So that is that everyone in the world is sinned and falls short of God's glory.
以致世人都犯了罪嘛。
So the whole world sinned.
所以世人也都成为罪的奴仆，这是前提。
Therefore, the world just becomes slaves of sin.
保罗说，从罪的奴仆到义的奴仆，关键是什么？
So Paul said that the key to going from being slaves of sin to being slaves of righteousness is.
也是今天的经文提到，就是让我们不要容罪。在你们必死的身体上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲啊。
And that is in today's verse. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions.
那这节经文到底在讲什么呢？
What is this verse talking about?
我们可能要发挥一些我们的想象力了。
Let's just use our imagination.
我们把贪婪当作一个会发酵的这个酵种。
So let's use greed as like the things that just will just the ferment.
当贪婪一旦在我们内心当中发酵的时候，会发生什么事情呢？
Once greed ferments, what will happen?
它就会鼓动起骄傲的面团来啊。
It will stir up the dough of pride.
然后在人生命的面盆里骚动起隆起的肚皮，甚至孕育出罪的后裔啊。
It will also stir up the bulging belly and the basin of a human life and even give birth to the offspring of sin.
我发现有的时候解经啊，真的需要圣灵的光照。
So I just realized actually when we just that to understand about the God's words, we really need God's light to shine on us.
没有圣灵的同在，人是解不清楚，也解不明白圣经的意义的。
Without God's presence, we're not able to just explain about the Bible.
保罗是怎么劝勉我们的呢？
So how did Paul exhort us?
他说，倒要像是从死里复活的人。
But present yourself to God as those.
然后将自己献给神。
And just offer yourself to God.
并将肢体做义的器皿献给神。
And also offer your members to God as instruments for righteousness.
那什么是义的器皿呢？
So what is the instrument of righteousness?
所谓义的器皿，就是在神眼中看为圣洁的蒙神所用的生命。
The so-called instrument of righteousness is a life that is holy in God's eyes and used by God.
而且是全然顺服听凭神的旨意。
And is completely surrendered to God's will.
只有这样的器皿神才用啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, only this kind of vessel then God would use.
你跳跳跳，骄傲，很得意，很了不起，神不用你又如何呢？
If you just keep jumping and you just have your pride and God just cannot use you.
总要做一些与众不同的那种挑战，了不起吗？
If you just want to just do something to challenge God, and so what is it? So that is it worthy?
总要强调自己与众不同的特点。骄傲，那种魅力，或者说是可爱，觉得很有趣吗？
Do you think you're just lovely? You just want to emphasize and that all the things just challenge God.
最后的结局是神渐渐的不用你了。
The outcome is God will gradually not use you.
再往前走，你犯错，神也不再管你了，也没有人管教你了。
If you're just moving forward and just God just let you go.
走到了任凭的光景了，弟兄姐妹。
And God just abandon you.
其次是荣耀做神的奴仆。
Secondly, it is glorious to be a slave of God.
奴仆二字其实是个代用词了。
The word slave is a surrogate word.
容易使人误会。
It's easy to lead people to misunderstand.
以为人一旦做了神的奴仆，自由就荡然无存了，会不会？
Thinking that once a person becomes a slave of God, his freedom is gone.
这种担心是很多人都会有的。
So many people have this kind of a concern.
但是大家忽略了另外一块更大的逻辑选言之了。
However, we just neglect there's another just even more important logical choice.
我们可能容易忽略能够成为神的奴仆是一件何等荣耀的事情啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, we may neglect that it is such a glorious thing to be a slave of God.
有没有想过什么叫做做神的奴仆呢？
So have you think about what does that mean, just being a slave of God?
我们每个礼拜的敬拜。主日崇拜其实就是做神奴仆的一个具体体现了。
Every Sunday worship and what we do actually just to reflect our just being a slave of God.
所以反过来讲，做神奴仆的本身就是一种敬拜。
Therefore, being a slave of God is worship in itself.
何以见得圣经哪里说了呢？
So, where in the Bible mentioned this?
在以赛亚书六章以赛亚书一章一到六节就体现在这里了。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 1 to 6 mentioned this.
当以赛亚瞥见众天使做神的奴仆的时候，
When Isaiah saw the angels as servants of God,
他听见众天使彼此在那里呼喊着说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And he just heard that the, and just one called to another, and it said, holy, holy, holy.
他说，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地啊。
And the Lord of hosts and the whole earth is full of His glory.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that?
人生的两大目的是什么？
What is the two major purpose of life?
一是相信耶稣基督，二就是要做神的仆人。
One is to believe in Jesus Christ, and two is to be a servant of God.
因为荣耀，以致甘心。
Because of the glory, we are willing to do it.
因为甘心，神的荣耀就在其中啊。
Because there is a willingness, and in it lies the glory of God.
能听懂今天这一点的人有福了，弟兄姐妹。
So whoever can understand this and is blessed.
最后是结出永生的果子。
Finally, it bears the fruit of eternal life.
什么是永生的果子啊？
What is the fruit of eternal life?
所谓永生的果子就是圣洁的果子，荣耀的果子啊。
The fruit of eternal life, that is the fruit of holiness and glory.
圣洁必须是超越一切道德标准的圣灵果子，对吧？
Holiness, of course, must be the fruit of the Holy Spirit that goes far beyond the moral standards.
也是我们非常熟悉的圣灵的九个果子，对吧？
And that's the ninth fruit of the Holy Spirit.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，大家都很熟悉。
And we're familiar with the fruits. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
但是圣洁另一个更加重要的意义是什么呢？
And there's another even more important meaning of the holiness.
是分别为圣，归耶和华所有。
That is to be sanctified and belong to the Lord.
一个圣洁的人是没有自己生命的主权，主权全归神的。
A person with the holiness and his sovereignty is in God's hands.
你一方面相信了耶稣，另一方面还保存自己一部分的主权在神的眼中，你不圣洁。
On one hand, you say you believe in Jesus Christ, but on the other hand, you just save something and just that for your own authority, and in God's eyes, it is not holy.
那么永生果子的第二个含义是荣耀的果子。
And the other fruit of the eternal life, and that is a fruit of glory.
那什么是荣耀的果子呢？
What is the fruit of glory?
伴随着神的属性。
The fruit of glory is accompanied by God's attributes.
我们了解也是一个 puzzle, 一个碎片，一个部分的了解和清楚，也不是全面的。
Actually, our understanding is just kind of just partial. It's not complete.
我们从圣经的启示当中大概了解了上帝的荣耀在表达他的什么呢？
So from the Bible's revelation, we can just kind of just see that the, what is the glory of the fruit of glory.
比如说上帝是永恒的，从永远到永远，对吧？
And such as that with God's eternity.
摩西在西乃山上问耶和华，你是谁啊？
Moses on Mount Sinai asked the Lord, who are you?
上帝就用荣耀的概念回答他。
God used a concept of glory to answer him.
他说 I am who I am.
So the Lord said, 我是自由拥有的神。
我自己就有，我永远就有。
I am who I am.
我不是谁，我就是，懂吗？
So I'm not anyone. I am who I am.
他是一位永恒的、超越的神。
He's the eternal God beyond everything.
他不但如此，他充满了智慧。
Not only this, and God is full of the wisdom.
他说有就有，他命立就立。
And God's word just stand firm.
他有一切的能力。
God has all the power.
不但如此，他是大受尊荣的神呐、
啊、！Not only this, and God is one who receives all the honor.
天使在他的面前要唱出 Holy, 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 全能的上帝主啊的欢呼。
So the angels in front of the Lord, they will just cry out, Holy, Holy, Holy.
大能大爱。
His power, His love.
他的能力没有边界。
And His just a power, it has no boundary.
他的大爱彰显在耶稣基督为我们舍命的事上。
His great love just show us on his crucifixion on the cross.
更重要，他是全地、全人类、全万物的审判者。
Even more, and he is the judge for everything in the world.
如此荣耀的神，你还有什么话讲？
In front of such a glorious God, do you have anything to say?
我们能够相信如此这般的上帝，我们心里没有这种荣耀感充满吗，弟兄姐妹？
So when we face such a glorious God, and don't you just feel this, brother?
而我们的光景到底是怎样才能得到永生呢？
So how can we receive the eternal life?
也如今天的经文所说了。
Just as today's scripture tells.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里，乃是永生啊。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
原来神为相信他的人预备了丰盛。
So it turns out that the rich God has prepared for us.
他的爱是何等的长阔高深的弟兄姐妹。
And His love and it's so long, wide and high and deep.
人的本质就是与主相连。
The essence of the human life is to be connected to the Lord.
是甘愿做义的器皿，
be willing to be a vessel of righteousness,
做神的奴仆，
a slave of God,
结出永生的果子，
and bear the fruit of eternal life.
你是否愿意呢？
Are you willing?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你是我们的主啊。
Lord, we thank you. You are our Lord.
你没有轻看我们。
You did not just look down on us.
你了解我们的旧人。
You know our old self.
你了解我们要与你同钉十字架。
You know that we were just crucified on the cross with you.
也求圣灵帮助我们的罪身灭绝。
May Holy Spirit just help us just to put our
own self to die. 不再做罪的奴仆。
So that we no longer be the slave of sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Because a person who already died is just also just apart
from sin. 如经上所说，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活呀。
This is what the Bible said. If we just die with the cross and with the Christ, we will also live with Him.
主啊，求你更新改变我们过去有的传统的活着观。
Lord, please just renew our concept in our just old tradition.
乃是要让我们向着神去活。
Let us just live just to you, the living God.
因为如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着。
Because now it's not the old self living me, but the Christ living me.
谢谢主，听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.